Thank you again. Before arriving to Mary in the life of Saint Veronica and to Corredemptrice in her writings, I want to say that Saint Veronica, by the sayings of big popes, of big personality in church, is a phenomenon. Even a person non-credente, yes, he was responsible for the Academy of Science in Paris. When they convinced him to read about Saint Veronique, said, Saint Veronique is the most important subject to study after the Gospel. Pope Leon XIII used to read her diary every night before sleeping. He said, I consider Saint Veronica Giuliani the most adorned woman with supernatural graces after Mary, Holy Mary. Jesus said to her, I awaited you to be born from all eternity. Our mother Mary used to call her my favorite daughter, heart of my heart. When I quote these, is because Saint Veronique, in the ultimate 12 years, we are speaking of more than 4,000 days, every day after communion, she was taken to heaven. Every day. And she had the obedience from the bishop to write everything she saw, everything she heard, everything she experienced in heaven, in purgatory, and in hell. She was taken 7 times to hell. I only like to say that the last phrase she said about hell, you know, in these times there were not pencils. We used to put, in anchor. Anchor si dice. In ink. She did not put in ink. She put in the blood of her stigmata. And she wrote, I stayed in hell for 2 hours. In these 2 hours, souls fell in hell like rain. Like rain. And after this experience, she used to sleep little. This little was insupportable for her. She did not want to sleep this little, in order to pray and save souls. Saint Veronique, her writings have been nominated a hidden treasure. She wrote 22,000 pages. And usually, the saints who were attacked physically by the devil were attacked when they were praying, like we read of Padre Pio, of Saint Anton Abate. Saint Veronica, no. He attacked her when she was writing the diary. The devil did not want these writings, which reveals us big secrets. Secrets of sanctity, secrets of humility, but also important other things. For example, it was said to her that every pope, when he got elected, was given 12 angel guardian angel to help him. This is an introduction to say at what sanctity this saint has lived. When I read this, I was in the desert of Syria, and I immediately felt I should translate the book about Saint Veronique. It was in French, in Arabic, and I did so. While translating it, I came to an ecstasy she had, where she saw a lot of persons in the Sacred Heart of Jesus. And she said to Jesus, "Ma, what is the meaning of this?" And Jesus said to her, "These are the persons who in the future will help to make you known and to make your writings known in the world, because your writings and your life will be to help the church and the faith and many souls. They will have, those persons in eternity will live in my Sacred Heart." So I translated it well. And I can say one thing. What Sister Mother Adele has said about the writings of San Luigi de Montfort, how they disappeared, but providential, the providence of God permits some things for more good. I think that Saint Veronique is the same. Because the cardinal who studied the most the writings of Saint Veronique and who presented her, I don't know, in the 1980s or 1990s, to become a doctor of the church, Cardinal Palazzini, after studying these writings, said that it seems to him that the providence of God has wanted that Saint Veronique remains in the shadows and become known in these days, because her mission is to strengthen the faith in times where faith is no more strong. These are his little literal words. So I think that Saint Veronique has a big mission. I'm convinced, a big mission. And I'm experimenting this. I permit to take some minutes to say two things. When we founded the association, I felt the importance of making two things: a big sanctuary in Lebanon for Saint Veronique and a film about Saint Veronique. Nobody helped us with the film, with the money. I will not nominate, but an important TV wanted to participate to make the film, but with conditions: not mention hell, not mention sin, not mention some things. So we refused. And we did a docu-film. We could do this. But I think God wanted a docu-film because more... in a docu-film, you can explain, and the message is more clear and more profound and deeper. I want to tell you that we prayed a lot to do the film and to have a director, a good director for the film. The director was living with a woman without sacrament, was not baptized. I was astonished, but Saint Veronica shelved this director. Before he initiated to make a film, he made a big conversion. He was baptized by my spiritual father, a Capuchin, Italian Capuchin, president of the association Friends of Saint Veronique. He was baptized before the body of Saint Veronique, which is remains as it is, with the stigmata in her hand and in her feet. He wanted the communion. My spiritual father said to him, "You can't take it because you are living without being matrimonio. Married." He phoned to the parish, his parish. He spoke with the father. He told him, "I am coming back. I will live in total chastity. I will begin tomorrow the preparation for marriage. And only when I will receive marriage, I will live like spouse." And he did this for 4 months. And he got married, and he baptized his son, and he became responsible of a group of prayer, Friends Saint Veronique, in Italia. Only to say that this saint, which was left providentially from God to these days, wherever passes, wherever she goes, she capovolge, she changes everything. The other thing is this. We prayed in Lebanon to be inspired where to build a sanctuary. No, it is very different if we build it at New York or at Los Angeles. I felt that this project is so important that I don't have the right to choose where. We should be in some way guided by God to nowhere. This is what I felt. We prayed for months. And when we decided that we will make the last novena, and at the end of the novena, if in some way God does not indicate where, we will go to the Patriarch Rai and we will ask him where. Where he will indicate will be the will of God. The last day of the novena comes marito moglie, husband and wife, and says, "We are searching for you because we knew you want to build a sanctuary for Saint Veronica. We were asked to build a church for Santa Veronica on our land." It was the ultimate day. And I told him, "Who asked you?" And it was a long story of their daughter. I will synthesize it in 1 minute. Her daughter at 21 had cancer. After 20 days of cancer, she called her mother and father, and she told them, "Jesus asked me," she never told how, "if I am willing to offer my life for the conversion of youth." And I said to him, "Yes." And he told me, Jesus told me, that I will live with big suffering of cancer for 15 months, and I will die on Holy Friday next year. And it was like that. The night before she died, she was with her mother. And she told her mother, "Why are you weeping? For 15 months, you have made me laugh and you have given me strength. Why are you weeping?" And the mother said to her, "I'm not weeping. Mother, your tears are falling on my feet." The mother, dry. And Maria, the daughter, said to her, "Mother, you don't know what you made. We are on Holy Monday, Thursday, Tuesday. Giovedì, Tuesday. Thursday. Tonight, Jesus is cleaning and weeping and ashur and drying the feet of his disciples." And she told her, "Mother, I have to do two things. I have to tell you, to thank you, because Jesus made me see that if you are not severe and present in my education, I would have entered in a road very difficult to get back." And she embraced her mother and she kissed her a lot. The other thing was to send a message on the phone to all her friends in school, university. She had a very good voice. She made part of three chorals in Lebanon. She wrote to them, "Jesus loves youth with predilection love. He has given every one of you a chalice. He asks you to empty it from sin in confession and to fill it with good works, with good deeds, and with a lot of prayer." Afterwards, she, who could not move anymore, began to salt, and her voice, which barely was came out, she began to sing and to sing for Jesus. Her mother was astonished. "Maria, what are you doing?" And Maria said to her mother, "Jesus is here, don't you see him?" "No." "And Mary is at your right. Don't you see her?" "No." "Mama," gli dice mother, "Mary is showing me a piece of land under our village. She is saying to me that this piece of land is for my grandfather, your father. Mary is asking to build a church for Saint Veronica Giuliani on this land. She is awaiting this from 300 years. She wants your yes before I die." And she had the yes of her mother, and she died an hour after. I am also saying this to make see that really this saint has something big to do. And I think she is, she begins to do it. The sanctuary was built in 2 years. We began a little community of three sisters, now they are 16. Confessions, Saturday and Sunday all day long. 2, 3, 4 priests cannot contain the person, especially on Sunday. conversions of homosexual, confessions of person my never confessed in all their lives, confession of person after 40 years, 30 years without confession, the day we consecrated the church, there were 14,000 persons present. Why were they present? Because they received the graces from the saint. She take the heart. She give many graces. Lots of family did not have babies. They have babies. Lots of family had problems. No more problems. She's a strong saint. She is really the heart of Mary. When Padre Pio says she is my teacher in sanctity, it's a big thing. It's a big thing. The docufilm has been contrarian. We had a big war against. And not easily it goes down to the public. There is a war against it that I cannot tell you. I was in Italy for the first projection. It was in a cinema, not in a parish. After the first projection, in a cinema, people wanted to confess. People were looking at the priests who were in this first projection, if they are willing to confess. So I made a big introduction, but for St. Veronica it is not big. I conclude this introduction saying that in this picture you see that she has her heart in her hand. And her heart has lots of designs. What is this? She used to say to the superior that Jesus printed on her heart all the instrument of his passion and of the compassion of Mary. And from this, we pass to Mary Corredentrice in the writings. The superior said, she's speaking in sentimental way, no? No, it is like this. So the superior said to the bishop. The bishop gave Saint Veronica a piece of paper and told her, design your heart with all the designs you say there is upon. She did that. He put the paper in his drawer. When the saint, 20 years after, died, in the same day, he took the paper out of the drawer. He came with the mire, with a doctor, a chirurg doctor, with a heart doctor, with the priest of the parish, with the mother of the convent. They opened her, they extracted the heart. It was completely as was drawn by the saint. And it became a relic where when there were calamities, they took it, they prayed, and calamities went away. So Saint Veronique has three points, the most important in her life. She reveals the reality of, I don't know what they say in English, eternal, le realtà eterne. Eternal reality. Death, giudizio, judgment, heaven and hell.
Death, judgment,
heaven and hell. And one Capuchin said to me that Padre Pio was found weeping lots of time. And when they asked him why, he said, because priests and brothers and Capuchin do not speak anymore about eternal realities. Eternal realities. Saint Veronique puts us with her writings. Eternal realities are not anymore something. She tells you about it. Before reading Saint Veronica, is like before coming to America. Before coming to America, I saw pictures. Now I came to America. When you write Saint Veronica, eternal realities diventano familiari, become familiar. When you pray, it is easy to think about it, and it's very important. If we do not think about heaven and about hell, we are not on the just path. The other thing in Saint Veronica is what she was presented to have as a title of Doctor of Church. Doctor of Church in the doctrine of expiation. Expiation, no? Saint Veronica is a hero in expiation. Prayer, mortification. She 5 years she made on bread and water. 5 years. She used to create mortification that we can never imagine. You cannot read Saint Veronique without feeling the duty to make an effort in praying and at night, in fasting, in making something to save souls. And please say to me, is this not the heart of the message of Our Lady of Fatima? Is this not what the babies of Fatima made and became quickly saint? And when we read Saint Veronica, I think that not only we become convinced, we become attracted to this. So really, I permit myself to ask you, not every day I will come to America. This little book I translated, can somebody translate it in English? Because it is not very easy to us. We have translated it. I have it with me. But it is not good English.
From Arabic?
No, from Italian. If someone brave in Italian and brave in English could correct it, I think we are making a very important thing. God bless you. God bless you. So we arrive to Mary in the life of Saint Veronique. I also here, we are at levels of, I don't know what to say to you. Saint Veronica says very openly and very clearly, the devil used to put all his force, all his effort to separate me even a little from Mary. Because he knows that if he cannot do that, he cannot have gained battle with me. Did we hear? From whom he wants to separate her?
Mary.
From Mary. She used to say, woe to me if there were not Mary. All I receive from her. She teaches me how to do in everything. She is always beneath me. She used to say, it is her who sent benefactors. It is her who sent novice, new vocations. It is her who make everything. And when she was elected superior, abbadessa, mother, abbess, she ran quickly before the statue of Our Lady. She remained on her knees, praying and crying. She put before the Our Lady, the statue, the keys of the monastery and the stamp. And she told her, you are the superior. Until Mary responded her in a supernatural way, tranquilla, I will be the superior. You don't have to be upset or something. She did not stop before having this response. With all this, you will see now when I read something about what she saw of Mary Corredentrice, because what I will read to you are not meditation, is what she saw and heard in her ecstasy and in heaven about Mary Corredentrice, about Mary Mediatrice of Graces. With all what I told you, it is nothing because the Bambina, from where she had 1 or 2 years, she used to talk with Jesus in the picture. And Jesus used to come down and play with her. And when he did not come down, she used to lamentarsi, see, with his mother, saying to him, say to him to come, and the mother used to give him. And when her mother died, she had 5 or 7 years of age. When her mother died, she could not stop weeping until they gave her an image of our Mother Mary. She stopped weeping at that moment. With all this, Jesus appeared to her once and blamed her for the little vocation that she have, devotion that she have to Mary. He told her, you should have a lot more. You have not understood what my mother is yet. Can we say these things today in front of a certain way of thinking of persons? Purtroppo. Jesus did not say to her, you are exaggerating with Mary. No, no. He told her, with all what I told you, and there is a lot of more, you did not understood how much more you should recourse to my mother. He arrived to say to her, I don't want you to come to me but through my mother. And he told her, from now on, she will be your teacher, your guide, everything for you. And if you read really what relation she had with the heart of Mary, tell me one thing. Saint Veronica, because she loved a lot the Passion of Our Lord, had this unique miracle. But she does not love the Passion of Our Lord more than Mary. What is the heart of Mary? If the heart of Saint Veronique received these graces, what is the heart of Mary? And before reading some texts, because I think time is running, I want to say also this. If these are the era of the triumph of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, is it not? If Saint Veronique was called, "You are the heart of my heart," I think a big role she has in this time. If she was providentially left for these times, I think we should understand something. And I understand it because I see the war that modern way of thinking in church, modern church, let us say, modernism, relativism, heresies are fighting the writings of Saint Veronica, the film of Saint Veronica. This is, for me, the most important sign of the power of the message of Saint Veronica. She is disturbing our enemy. Help her disturb him more. Don't be afraid. And I think one of the things that she disturbs the most, our enemy, her enemy, is her writings, and especially her writings about Corredemptrix. Because as I said, we are not reading her meditations. We are reading, I read, you hear, is more powerful than saying. But first I want to say that in an ecstasy, she saw that to receive the fullness of graces from God the Father, we should present him two chalices, two. One with the blood of Jesus, one with the tears of Mary. Those two chalices we should give to God. I think that if we meditate the meaning of this, we are yet in the Corredemptrix. I did not have the time to translate it in English. I will read, translating some of what she wrote about what she saw or heard of Mary as mediatrice and corredentrix. She was the, she used this nomination, co-helper, co-aiutatrice, adiutrice alla nostra redenzione, co-helper in redeeming us. And she suffered in se stessa, in herself, by means of supernatural participation, every suffering, every pain, every anguish that Jesus suffered, not only in the 24 hours of his holy passion, but in tutta la sua vita, in her entire life. Mary, for 33 years, was associated to the sufferings of her son. The suffering that Virgin Mary suffered under the cross, seeing her divine son on the cross, made her participate, not by the hands of the carnifice, of the murderers, like Jesus, but by means of supernatural love. Ha partecipato ad una, one per one, in all the sufferings of her son. I due cuori, the two hearts, were united in offering this oblation, this sacrifice that saved the world to God the Father. Dal moment, from the moment that the divine word took flesh in her, God the Father made known distintamente, very well, to Mary all the sufferings that her divine son will have to support. And from that moment she began suffering with him. And Mary gave her yes from that moment to the will of God. For that she participated to all the pains, flagelli, scourges, nails, everything in a supernatural way, and she became the coadjutrice della nostra, la corredentrice. If you had read the books of the Valtorta, she says the same thing. Mary, once, while she was trying to consolate a mother whose son died, and the mother was out of herself, and she told him, she told Mary, "What do you know about the pain of a mother when her unique son dies? Your son is beneath you." At that moment, Mary in the Valtorta says to her, "You know who is my son?" "Yes, yes, he's the Messiah. He's the servant of Yahweh. He's the one who Isaiah says about him." And she began to tell her the verses of Senaoth. "You should know," told her in the Valtorta, "that I never looked once at my son from Bethlehem to now without feeling the pain of the servant of Yahweh in Isaiah. I have never joyed once seeing him without a part of pain in this joy." Jesus now is talking to Saint Veronica. "My dear mother was looking at me on the cross, and in the same time she was feeling in herself every little drop of my pain." Jesus is talking to the saint. "And because she was the coadiutrice alla redenzione, the corredentrice, l'ho fatta anche partecipe, I made her also participate at all the sufferings of the 33 years of my life. Because the 33 years of my life were a continued passion. and suffering. And also this, we can see in Maria d'Agreda that many times Jesus, the young, the adult, sudava sangue,
swept
blood, not only in the
agony of the garden.
Yes. What Jesus made for our for the sake of our souls, Mary has done also. This is why she is the co-redemptrix of our souls. I will read the ultimate passage. Jesus, I think, is speaking to the saints. So there are 14 passages where she nominate the co-redemptrix as a savior, as co-redemptrix. But as mediatrix, we cannot count what she saw, what she heard, what she wrote about her as mediatrix of the graces. As she participated in her virginal body to all the sufferings of the passion and death of her son, and became the co-redemptrix, for that she also participated in all the gaud, in all the joy, in all the honor, in all of that infinite love and authority and potenza del suo figlio, of her son. Potere immenso. Immense power. This immense power, illimitated, infinite power of Jesus, when he became, after resurrection, is given to Mary because she participated to all the sufferings. So, I think there will be lots of interesting things. Especially one thing I did not find now, but it is more clear also. I think it is not difficult to translate these 14 passages of where she nominates, she see, to English. And there is, Monsignor was speaking to me, there is a book made by one of the sisters of the Immaculate, which speaks very well about all this, about the co-redemption in Saint Veronique. I don't know if it is translated from Italian to English. I want to finish with this. Several times, she saw when she was in ecstasy that the heart of Mary is, by the will of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, is the source of all graces. All the graces meritated by Jesus pass through the heart of Mary. And she heard many times Jesus saying to her, "Here is the source of all graces. Go to my mother Mary." And many times Mary said to her, "My heart is the source of all graces. Ask me, I want to give you. I am the universal mediatrix. Tens and tens of times she saw, she heard, or from Mary, or from Jesus, these words. So we can say that Saint Veronique, the little book I made of Saint Veronique, that God wants today in the vigil of 13 October, that someone will traduce and divulgate in English. We named it after a lot of prayer because we wanted to choose a title, no, for Saint Veronique. We did not find a title more beautiful than a real disciple and apostle of Mary, because she invites us in a manner so strong to go to Mary. She previsted the consecration to the heart of Mary 200 and 300 years before. And she made it, and she consecrated the novices, she consecrated the monastery, and she said that Mary was he who preserved her novices in the good catechism. This is a very important thing. I will finish here. She used to give the catechism to her novice, and they are claustral. They will never have to do with the people before their own spirituality. She used to give the catechism to them before their own spirituality, for what she knew in divine revelation about the importance of doctrine, about how heresy infiltrates. And she says that it was the Mother of God who preserved them from these infiltration. Today it is not an infiltration, it's an inundation. We need all the power of the Mother of God not to go with this stream.